Picture a classroom where half the students have their heads down, earbuds in, completely checked out. The teacher pleads, cajoles, threatens. Nothing works. This isn't an isolated incident in a struggling school. It's become the daily reality in classrooms everywhere. What's happened to the natural curiosity every child is born with? That toddler who couldn't stop asking why has transformed into a teenager who can't be bothered to lift a pencil. The shift isn't mysterious. It's the result of a culture that increasingly values instant gratification over earned achievement, possessions over character, and entertainment over engagement. But here's the truth that changes everything. Students aren't born unmotivated. They learn to be unmotivated after repeated experiences of failure, powerlessness, and disconnection, which means motivation can be relearned when we understand what extinguished it in the first place. When a student says, "I don't care," they're rarely telling the truth. That indifference is armor, carefully constructed to protect something vulnerable underneath. Some students refuse to try because trying and failing feels worse than not trying at all. At least then they can tell themselves they could have succeeded if they wanted to. Others have discovered that refusal is power. In a world where adults control nearly everything, "you can't make me" becomes a twisted form of autonomy. Then there's the invisible crisis, depression and anxiety in children. 1 in 5 kids experiences a mental health challenge in any given year, yet most receive no treatment. These internal struggles manifest as academic disengagement long before anyone recognizes them as psychological distress. The lazy student might be battling intrusive thoughts. The defiant one might be using anger to mask overwhelming sadness. Understanding this psychology changes everything. When we see refusal as protection rather than defiance, we can respond with strategies that address the underlying need. The student who won't complete assignments isn't rejecting learning. They're protecting themselves from feeling stupid, powerless, or overwhelmed. 6 fundamental beliefs create the foundation for reaching resistant students. First, all students can learn right now with proper support. Second, students are born motivated. They learn to be unmotivated after repeated failure teaches them trying doesn't matter. Third, learning requires risk-taking in psychologically safe environments where students don't fear judgment. Fourth, students need belonging, competence, and influence. When these aren't met through academic success, students meet them through disruption or withdrawal. Fifth, genuine self-esteem comes from mastery, not empty praise. Confidence from overcoming real challenges fuels motivation, while hollow compliments undermine it. Finally, motivation flourishes when adults treat students with genuine respect, honoring their perspectives and involving them in decisions. The most crucial mindset shift is understanding the connection between effort and achievement. Struggling students believe success comes from fixed intelligence. Successful learners believe effort determines outcomes. This isn't just positive thinking, it's neurological reality. Every practice session builds new neural pathways. Treat mistakes as information rather than failure. When a student gives a wrong answer, acknowledge what's right. "I like how you recognize this needs multiplication. The calculation just needs adjustment." This diagnostic approach transforms errors from shameful dead ends into useful feedback. When students sense you truly believe in their capacity to succeed, they begin believing it themselves. Allow redos and revisions throughout learning. Professionals constantly refine their work. Try grading the first attempt at 60% and the revision at 40%, encouraging initial effort while rewarding improvement. Consider separating effort from achievement in grading. Achievement measures subject mastery. Effort reflects participation and persistence. Small daily improvements build momentum. Have students identify one tiny goal each day, like solving one extra problem. Track these micro improvements to create confidence that fuels bigger changes. Return assignments within 3 days while learning still feels relevant. When students complete only 2 of 10 homework problems, acknowledge those 2 first. This reframing communicates that you value the student more than their compliance. Written commitments dramatically increase follow-through. Have students document their goals, obstacles, and strategies. The physical act of writing creates psychological investment that verbal promises don't. Acknowledge your own mistakes openly. When teachers admit errors, they demonstrate that success comes through learning from failure. Thanking students who point out mistakes shows that even successful people stumble constantly. Hope, the belief that success is both possible and worthwhile, drives persistence through challenges. Students who believe they cannot master material or that mastery won't improve their lives are the least motivated. Create appropriate challenges. Not so easy they're meaningless, nor so difficult they're discouraging. Connect learning to students' immediate lives, remembering their short-time horizons. High schoolers see the future as next month, middle schoolers as 2 weeks, elementary students as 3 days. Algebra helps design video game levels. Writing skills create compelling social media content. Physics explains why certain sneakers perform better. Sometimes creating hope requires dignified confrontation, directly challenging students' beliefs that they're stupid and incapable. Help students develop specific goals. Decide the goal, plan steps, determine rewards, check the plan with someone trusted, execute, celebrate achievement. Address organizational challenges directly. Many unmotivated students live chaotic lives and lack organizational skills. Picture schedules for younger students and color-coded folders help everyone stay organized. Transform supply problems into community building by encouraging students to contribute extras for peers to borrow, building mutual support rather than blame. Students' need for power drives much classroom behavior. When powerless, they refuse participation, satisfying autonomy while sabotaging learning. The solution isn't eliminating their power, but channeling it productively. Challenge refusals respectfully. I appreciate that you come every day. That tells me you value learning even when assignments are challenging. I respect you too much to expect anything less than your best work. Involve students in developing classroom procedures and consequences. This improves both discipline and motivation. Acknowledge their power to make good choices. We both know you have the power to desired behavior. Thanks for using it. Thanking students before they've acted creates positive expectations many will fulfill. Empower unmotivated students by having them teach peers. Many become more empathetic after experiencing teaching's challenges. When correcting students, use privacy, eye contact, and proximity to help them save face. Stick-on notes or laminated cards convey messages without public embarrassment. Most importantly, offer real choices within necessary constraints. Answer 3 of these 6 questions, or would it be best to do your work now or during recess? These meaningful choices reduce students' need to demonstrate power negatively while maintaining academic standards. Strong teacher-student relationships create goodwill that sustains motivation through difficult material. When students trust their teachers, they persist even when learning isn't immediately enjoyable. Building these connections requires intentional effort, especially with students who've experienced negative authority relationships. Emphasize that students matter more than their behaviors. Even when implementing consequences, communicate that they remain valued. Invite feedback about your teaching to show you value their perspective. The 2-minute intervention involves spending 2 uninterrupted minutes daily for 10 consecutive days with an unmotivated student, discussing anything except classroom motivation, interests, hobbies, family, aspirations. Despite initial awkwardness, this consistent outreach often improves behavior by demonstrating genuine interest. Share personal stories about your own struggles as a student. When trusted adults reveal how they handled similar situations, students feel less alone. But relationships alone don't sustain motivation. Enthusiasm does. Our passion powerfully influences student achievement. Teaching with joy is completely within our control and more important for motivation than simply loving students. Demonstrate lifelong learning by exploring unknown questions and following up with discoveries. Use humor, start with high-interest activities like puzzles, incorporate dramatic presentations, teach from historical figures' perspectives, use background music, and leverage engaging topics as entry points to academic content. These aren't gimmicks. They're expressions of genuine enthusiasm that makes learning contagious. Motivating discouraged students means competing with unsupportive environments, entitlement attitudes, and peer disengagement. Yet educators can reconnect students with their innate curiosity, the love of learning all children possess. These students need high expectations paired with meaningful consequences and consistent affirmation of their worth. They need adults who refuse to give up, especially when they're giving up on themselves. These strategies express fundamental belief in every student's capacity to grow. Your daily efforts matter profoundly. The seeds you plant of effort, hope, respect, relationship, and enthusiasm continue growing long after students leave. You're not just teaching content, you're awakening human potential, one discouraged student at a time. In a world accepting apathy as inevitable, your refusal to give up becomes quiet revolution, and sometimes that transforms a life.